Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Last week, I concluded that author Michael Rupert may be right when he labeled the Gulf blowout the three-mile island of deepwater drilling. This week, I've been thinking about whether that response is for the best. I think it is. Deepwater drilling rigs are weapons of mass destruction. They're unsafe in anybody's hands. Rupert meant that just as a partial core meltdown at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant led to no new commercial reactors being commissioned for decades afterwards, the Deepwater Horizon blowout will lead to the end of deepwater drilling in U.S. waters. Let's get clear on how much less oil production we're talking about. The easy oil of onshore wells and shallow water wells, in less than 1,000 feet of water, has largely been found, pumped, and burned. That leaves deepwater oil as one of the last sources of oil in this country. In 2009, deepwater oil accounted for over 80% of the oil produced in U.S. waters of the Gulf of Mexico. If deepwater exploration ends, we're talking the early end of a significant source of oil for the country. Writing on theoildrum.com, shortly after the spill, Gail Tverberg commented that there are no easy choices, but highlighted the importance of deepwater oil to slow down a slide to a world that can sustain fewer people. She also pointed out that such leaks in U.S. waters are rare. Deepwater Horizon was the first since the Santa Barbara leak in 1969 catalyzed the nation's environmental movement. Tverberg is even hesitant about more heavily regulating the oil and gas industry to prevent future blowouts. Regulations could slow down production. Others are already pushing for regulatory changes, such as overhauling the corrupt minerals management service in the Department of the Interior, to prevent them from waiving key safety and environmental regulations. Presumably, those calling for regulatory changes place confidence in the changes to prevent future blowouts of this magnitude. So the arguments to continue deepwater oil production are, as I understand them, that we need the oil, and the production can be done safely. What about the arguments against deepwater oil production? Well, let's look at the statement that blowouts like this are rare. It's true, although explosions, fires, and deaths are more common. The Federal Minerals Management Service has tallied, since 2001, 69 offshore deaths, over 1,300 injuries, and 858 fires and explosions in the Gulf. But it's the big blowouts we're concentrating on here. They are rare. They can take place in shallow water, like the one in Santa Barbara, and in deep water, like the current one. Because they're rare, they're hard to plan prevention for. And it's hard to plan to stop the flow of oil or to clean up such massive quantities. Car crashes kill around 40,000 people in the U.S. each year. That frequency makes it possible to examine the cause of the accidents and how to improve operator training and machine construction to prevent the accidents or reduce their consequences. Cars are built so well these days that firefighters can break their jaws of life trying to cut people out of crushed cars. But when you only have an oil accident like this twice in U.S. waters in history, how do you learn the lessons? We can see from BP's lack of success in stopping the leak that they weren't ready to swiftly cap a leak of this magnitude. And their efforts to clean up the oil already leaked aren't that inspiring either. So, from a standpoint of responding to disasters like this, it's actually a bad thing that they're so rare. On the other hand, from every other standpoint, it's a darn good thing. The magnitude of the damage is still unknowable, but by all accounts, it's huge. Commercial fishing has been closed in an area the size of Pennsylvania. Fishermen and shrimpers have no work. At least one industry expert, Matthew Simmons, argues that the technology to stop a blowout at 5,000 feet underwater doesn't exist, so we'll keep seeing oil and gas leak out until the reservoir has emptied itself. Oil performs useful services for us, but those services are not ones worth having at any price. The fishing and tourism industries of the Gulf are paying that price, as well as the fish and birds and turtles and other marine animals. The oil industry has a weapon of mass destruction in deepwater drilling, and that's not good for any of us. It's time to stop deepwater drilling and invest more heavily in reducing our oil use so we don't become even more dependent on foreign oil. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.